This is Kate Saffin with Fringe Review talking to Josh Gardner of Theatre Moyenne. His show, The Free Meditation Class, is 12:30 daily at Moriarty's Bar on Lothian Road next to the Traverse, venue 332. So, Josh, tell me a bit about The Free Meditation Class.
The Free Meditation Class is about politics, spirituality and the banjo. So if you're interested in finding out how those things are related and what they have to do to each other, with each other, then hopefully it's something worth checking out.
I am intrigued. Politics isn't usually about meditation. It's usually about getting the boxing gloves out.
That is true. But I did my undergraduate degree in religious studies and spent a lot of time reading and thinking about meditation and politics and spirituality. And there's actually quite a big history to meditation and the politics of spirituality and the politics of meditation and the way meditation is used in relation to politics. And lots of arguments at the moment from key figures like Slavoj Žižek about how meditation can either reinforce violence or political apathy within a Western context. So it's one of the things I'm interested in exploring within this show is the way in which meditation might be reinforcing violence in our society or encouraging political apathy where people actually think that they're doing something that is inherently good.
And what were the particular triggers that got you developing this show?
This particular show, it emerged out of a series of conversations with a group of people I met in London who were practicing regular meditation and had sort of fallen into this rhetoric of it being something that was in itself good or wholesome in some way because of its links to a kind of spiritual capital, almost, this idea that because they were sitting meditating, they were nurturing some aspect of themselves that was inherently good. And I found this slightly problematic, the kind of lack of critical thought that they were exercising. And wanted to explore what that might mean and how that might have come about, so where that history had come from. So I started doing my research into that and hit across the figure of Jan Palach, who is a young Czech boy who burnt himself to death in 1969 in Prague, and he was inspired by Buddhism. And I found that quite interesting, this the kind of two extremes, these friends that I'd met in London who were meditating in isolation or using it to kind of overcome anxiety or help them in their daily lives, to someone who'd actually been inspired by Buddhism to set themselves on fire and kill themselves for a greater cause. So I'm interested in looking at those two extremes and how we might have got to where we are and where this radical form of Buddhism may have gone and where it might be today.
Okay. Now, you premiered the show in Brighton, so taking all of those things you've been saying about the background to it, what's been the response from audiences so far?
So far I've had a really, really positive response from a range of people. It's been a really interesting process working on the show because it's quite an unusual piece of theatre and an unusual topic for people, I think, as well. But overall, I've had some really, really good responses from people who don't meditate, from people who are interested in meditation, from people who have a history in Buddhism or are completely alien to it. I think it's something that everyone has come into contact with, given how popular yoga, other spiritual trends like Buddhist meditation, mindfulness, which is now prescribed on the NHS. So lots of people have had contact with these issues without realizing it or have had thoughts about this kind of stuff, especially given the kind of political context that we find ourselves in at the moment. I think it's something that people have really, really connected with. So it's all of that feedback and those conversations have been amazing in terms of developing the performance, developing the work, and trying to bring more out of this material that people might take something from and think maybe slightly differently about those issues than they were before.
It sounds like a show that you don't come along and just sit and take in. What kind of experience is it to come and take part in?
I would say it is it's a theatre piece, so you are a member of an audience, but then at the same time the free meditation class is taken literally in some respects. There are moments of audience engagement in a way that I try to kind of challenge and engage with the audience in ways that they might not expect or have seen before. So I play with form a lot in terms of the theatre, similar to the way that Tim Crouch might do. But then at the same time, I think it's very very comfortable in the respect that I'm a performer, I'm in control of what's happening, and so people don't feel uncomfortable in any way. So hopefully that gives an idea. But I have had people turning up expecting a free meditation class, and have been slightly surprised as to what they've got. So it's certainly not a sit and meditate.
Thank you very much. It sounds like a fascinating Fringe experience, and hope I can come to see it soon. Anything else you want to add?
No, just hopefully it's worth the trip to out to the Traverse. It'd be wonderful if people could come and show their support for a young theatre maker. This is my second Fringe, so really trying to make another good run of it. And look forward to seeing you guys there.
And just a reminder that this is a free show, and at Moriarty's Bar at 161 Lothian Road. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.